Dr. Manette seemed to become stronger as he lived through these terrible days, doing everything he could to save his daughter's husband. He was able to see Darnay regularly, but noblemen and emigrants were hated by the citizens of New France, and the doctor could not set Darnay free. The guillotine, that new machine of death, cut off the heads of many, many people, the powerful and the cruel, but also the beautiful, the innocent, and the good. Each day, Lucy did not know if her husband would live or die. She lived every moment in great fear. But her father was sure that he could save his son-in-law. 1 year and 3 months passed, and Darnay was still in prison. Dr. Manette now had an official job as doctor to 3 prisons, and was able to visit Darnay regularly. He became more and more loved by the rough people of the revolution. But the guillotine continued to kill. "Try not to worry," he told Lucy. "Nothing can happen to Charles. I know that I can save him." But Lucy could not see him or visit him. She could not even write to him. On the day when Charles Darnay was at last called for his trial, Lucy and Dr. Manette hurried to Tellson's Bank to tell Mr. Lorry. As they arrived, a man got up and disappeared into another room. They did not see who it was, but in fact it was Sidney Carton, just arrived from London. There were 5 judges in the tribunal, and the trials were short and simple. The voices of truth, honesty, and calm reason were never heard at these trials, and most of the prisoners were sent to the guillotine, which pleased the noisy crowds. 15 prisoners were called before Darnay that day, and in no more than an hour and a half, all of them had been condemned to death.